Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Arm Yourselves, Already in Progress.
I mean, who's doing the healing here?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. Yeah, so we're just doing what Jesus said. And it is amazing what we saw the Lord do. And Cheryl and I'd say, okay, have you got all I'd ask them, have you confessed every sin? Yes, I have. And I said, you're done. Give me another one. And in about, what, two and a half hours, we went through 200 people. And there is no telling how many awesome miracles and healings that God did out of that whole bunch, because everybody that believed and everybody that repented of their sin, every one of them got healed that night. Is that right, Mike? You know how much fun it is to see God do those kind of things? It's funny. It's just fun. I mean, he made it so hard for me and you, Scott. I didn't even get tired. I wasn't even out of breath. Oh, yeah, I'll tell y'all. This is an awesome story. Here, just a few weeks ago, we had a family that was having trouble with a little two-year-old boy. And his body, his name was Gideon, and his body was swelling up, and he was overweight by water by about 30 pounds. I mean, he was just, he looked like a balloon. Kidneys wasn't working, you know, and he was just swelling up like a balloon. The doctors, they didn't know what to do. They thought the kid was going to die. They finally called us, and we started talking to them and emailing them and everything about, you got a sin in your life. The parents have got a sin in your life. You got to get rid of the sin. When you get rid of the sin, then we pray for the child, and the child will get well. Do you know most people have never heard that outside of this church? Very few. So anyway, they listened for a while, and then the child didn't get much better. And finally they called and said, We know if Thurman said, we'll pay for his expenses. If he will fly up here and lay hands on our child and pray for him, we know that God will heal our child if Thurman comes and does it. I told Jeff, I said, Jeff, me and you both know it's not because Thurman goes, it's because they get rid of sin. I said, so since I want to prove that to this family, I want them to know that it's not Thurman, it's something supernatural. It's this Thurman has learned how to get people to repent of sin. That's the only thing I've learned that works. So I said, Jeff, I'm going to send you. Will you go up there? And he said, I will. So we bought Jeff an airplane ticket and sent him to Pennsylvania. He goes to Pennsylvania and he goes in that home. He prays on the way up there. The Lord tells him what's wrong, shows him that there's a problem between the man and the wife. Just like we always know, there's an issue. So Jeff goes in the home, he spends an evening there with them, he tells them what the problem is, and they receive it, they repent of sins, Jeff prays for the child, gets on an airplane, comes home, and within 2 days, the boy's healed. He's healed. They came to the meeting all three nights, and the second night, I asked him, would they give their testimony Friday, and they said, yes, they would. So they got up, and they gave their testimony, and Thursday. And they told what the sin was between the husband and the wife, how they weren't getting along, and she was kind of trying to run the show and all this kind of stuff. And I told her, I said, you can't do that. And Jeff had already told them all these things. And so the boy got healed. And after the boy got healed, she got up and she said, him and her together, and they brought the little boy up. They had pictures of him. We put them on the wall. Everybody got to see this little guy all swelled up like a balloon. And then after prayer, a couple of days later, he's normal. And tonight, he's perfectly normal, running around the place just totally well. But she said, we wanted to tell that in our church. And so they said, okay. She said, so we told it until my husband and I started talking about the sin that was going on between us. And that we couldn't get the boy healed until we repented of our sin, and then he got healed. They told him, you can never tell that story again in this church. We don't believe that at all. We do not believe that sin and sickness are directly related, and it just happened to be a coincidence that your kid got healed after that, after because he was prayed for, but it was not the sickness and sin connection that caused it. I beg to differ with you. We have seen too many of those, have we not? Isn't that amazing? The church. But of course, I remember when Bailey out there in New Mexico. Yeah, Hobbs, New Mexico. Yeah, whenever she got healed. I mean, that was such an awesome thing. God didn't just heal the problem she had right there. He healed everything that had been wrong with her for 18 years. I mean, that little girl got completely healed. And they went to their church, Baptist church. They told it. Everybody was okay with all that. And then after they told it two or three times, they was called to several other churches. They knew people, knew friends, all kinds of stuff. In fact, the daddy, he come to the hotel one morning while we was out there in Hobbs and said, Thurman, I have a, after he saw his daughter healed, he said, I have a good friend in Weatherford that's probably going to die. I want you to pray for him. So we found out what the sin was. We got that repented and taken care of, and we prayed the prayer of faith, and I guaranteed him his friend would get well. He left and went back to his shop, furniture store, and picked up the phone and called his friend, and his friend was already healed. I mean, after a little short prayer, isn't it amazing? And then when you try to tell people, hey, the only thing we did was remit the sin. And then we prayed the prayer of faith, and the man got well. No, that can't be. It cannot be that sin causes sickness. But let me tell you what. You want to be sick? Just start sinning. And I guarantee you, you'll get that way. You may not get there overnight, but let me tell you what. When God does finally put the sickness on you, and he will, when he finally does put the sickness on you, when if you see the sickness coming and then you begin to realize, hey, because I've been sinning, this is why I have this. Okay, now I need to repent and get somebody to pray for me so I can get healed right quick. It may not happen real quick. Everybody wants it to happen quick. But usually it does not. Usually it takes a few weeks or a few months. God's going to put you to the test because he's going to, you know, if you sinned against Daddy, and Daddy gave you one little light tap and said, okay, son, you going to do that again? No, Dad, I'll never do that again. Oh, that didn't even hurt. So you don't have any problem sinning again. But if Daddy whips your rear end from here to the back with a belt, some of y'all lived in a home where you had those kind, didn't you? You got spanked. I mean, you did something wrong. He hit you one lick, two licks, three licks, and you're trying to get away. And the more harder you run, the faster he's running and the harder your licks get. That's kind of the way it is with God. But let me tell you, when you got to the back and your backside's red, you're finished with sin. You ain't going to do that no more. Is that right? You're finished with sin. I think that's 1 Peter 4. I think that's the first verse. And let's read that and see if that's am I right. 1 Peter 4. See if I'm in verse 1. Yeah, 1 Peter 4, 1. And let's see if that's what that says. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased with sin. You see why God makes you suffer? You see why he gives you that real spanking? You see why that Dave even told me, he said, Thurman, if you'd have prayed for me the first time and I'd have got totally healed, I wouldn't have learned nothing. But he said, man, nearly 2 years later, he said, I've been through hell on earth. And let me tell you, when Dave got through with that time, he quit sinning. And he stayed well all this time, hadn't he? He stayed well. Do you want to stay well? Learn how to walk in obedience to God's word and walk in love with everybody. Right, Tony? When you walk in love with everybody, you don't have to sweat being beat up on by sickness or disease or anything, do you? No. And if something happens, just like Tony, he's walking in obedience to God's word, but something happened, and I don't know, it's been two or three or four years ago when you damaged your shoulder. And he totally come to the Lord. You didn't even go to a doctor and have it checked, did you? We just prayed. He prayed, we prayed, him and his wife prayed, and it wasn't but just a few days, that arm was completely well. And you've never had any trouble with that at all, have you, Tony? Was that what it was, a torn rotator cuff? Or? Oh, you broke your shoulder. Yeah, broke your shoulder. But we just stood on faith in God's word, making sure all sins had been repented, and God completely filled it. But it didn't take long. How long did it take? Okay, in 2 weeks the pain went away, in 2 months the whole thing was done. Wow. See, you see what happens when you stand on God's word? And of course the thing I like about it, there was no scars when he got through with it, and you didn't have a big doctor bill either. That's the best part, right? That's what I love. I'm an old tightwad, you know, I hate to spend the money I make, I hate to give it to a doctor. I really realize some of them, God, I have that money, okay, but I don't want them to get it from me. I'd rather go to Jesus and pray and let him do it for free. One more time, let me go over while they're getting the communion stuff together. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Isn't that an awesome scripture? And you know, many of us, we have suffered from sin and didn't even know what it was. We didn't know what made us sick. We didn't know. We didn't understand why we're having this problem with our flesh. But nobody ever told us. But if you learn and you read the book and you read the word, and it says so right there in the word, you ought to be able to realize, I don't know about you, but I don't like pain. Do you? So if I sin and it's going to cause suffering in my flesh, I'd just as soon to get rid of it and no more sin. I don't want no sin in my life. I want to walk holy and clean and pure because I don't like spankings from God. And that's what that is when you hurt the flesh. Right, Tony? I don't like those, do you? Not at all. I'd much rather walk holy and obedient to his word and walk in love with him and all of these people and never get another spanking. I don't like spankings, especially from God. Wow. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Arm Yourselves, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.